You are listening to United Way Day on KYMN Radio in Northfield, Minnesota, 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We're glad to feature the United Way all day today in our programming as we have up until now, and we're going to continue on doing that now. We're going to be talking with one of the partner agencies that the United Way helps serve and helps the company serve their clients. Melissa Grover is with us now, who is the program director for a company called KCQ. Melissa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about KCQ and what they do and the people they serve.
Absolutely. So we are a nonprofit located in Faribault, Minnesota. We've been around since 1984. We assist those with disabilities and mental illness with their vocational rehab services needs.
All right. Now, is that that's throughout the Rice County area, you say?
Yep, Rice County. We also service Mint Prairie, which is Steele County as well.
All right. Now, are are you finding permanent employment solutions? Or these, what type of employment are the folks looking for?
So our mission is community integrated employment, getting these folks, for lack of better terms, real jobs. And it is permanent. That's our goal, is long-term employment.
Some of the things that you do, tell us how you do that.
So we offer placement services. We're helping them build their resume, go to interviews with them, and help advocate their needs to find their jobs. We also do evaluations to really pinpoint what would be best.
And pinpointing what is best, that seems like a very key aspect to that. So talk a little bit more about that.
So we have two different processes. We have what's called a pre-ets, and that's for students in high school that have no work experience at all. We really help build that work experience foundation before they graduate. So we try different types of jobs, whether that's at a grocery store, and then we do an auto parts store. And then evaluations are kind of the same for adults. We find different places throughout the community that would kind of be an interest for them.
The need for this in Rice County, do you have a lot of clients? Is there, I guess you've been around since 1984, you probably served a lot of people.
Yeah, we've serviced the majority of the people in Rice County with these needs. Currently, we're serving 84, and I have a waiting list. So there's a huge need for this.
Oh, boy. As far as staffing goes, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I'm sure that's affected you and your organization. I mean, your organization, I should say, KCQ, as much as it has every other business in town. Talk a little bit about that.
Yep. So we are currently down employment coordinators, and those are the people that are doing placement services primarily. So we are down, and that's really been an effect, and that's why we have the waiting list.
All right. Are you looking to hire some more?
Yes, I am. I'm looking for two more if possible. So, yeah.
Let's talk about the United Way and your affiliation with the United Way. Tell us about, has that been going on for a long time?
Yeah, that has been going on for a long time. And without the United Way, we wouldn't be able to service those clients that kind of fall through the cracks and don't have like county funding. So those that just don't have a case manager and aren't able to have those services, Rice County United Way giving us funding has helped us to give them long-term employment supports.
And I know your boss, the founder, is the executive director, is quite the United Way fan as well.
He absolutely is. He actually talks about how he used to go door to door to collect donations for him back in the day. So
Wow. As far as a future partnership between the two, I'm sure you don't see that changing.
We enjoy working with the United Way, and we're so lucky. So,
all right. Anything else you'd like to mention about the United Way or about KCQ or what you do?
We're just so glad to be community partners and be able to be giving our clients that community integrated employment. So,
you know, speaking just for myself, I've been involved with the United Way for quite some time, and I know a lot of their organizations, but I'm not aware of KCQ before you and your services. And that's kind of, I think a lot of people out there don't understand how far the reach is and all the services that the United Way helps support.
Right. And yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's kind of bittersweet being under the radar, but at the same point, we're hoping this community partnership and getting it out there will help too.
All right. We'll give you one last plug here. You're an employment agency for people who have had mental health issues and
disabilities.
Such, and disabilities. So if somebody out there wants to be on your waiting list, get on your waiting list, who would they contact? Or if they're looking to hire somebody, who would they contact?
So you can find us on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page, KCQ Inc. Supported Employment. But our phone number is 507-334-4347. And I can get you that information. So,
all right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. Certainly appreciate it. Thank you for your good work in the community. That's much appreciated. And the affiliation with the United Way.
Thank you so much.
Melissa Grover, once again, with KCQ. You'll find them on Facebook, and they're also down in Faribault. Be sure to look them up, and they're just another one of the partner organizations that is supported in part by funding from the Northfield and Rice County area United Way. So thanks to the United Way, and please lend your support to the United Way as well.